Chapter 1 The Baudelaire orphans stopped. It was early in the morning, and the three children had been walking for hours across the flat and unfamiliar landscape. They were thirsty, lost, and exhausted, which are three good reasons to end a long walk, but they were also frightened, desperate, and not far from people who wanted to hurt them, which are three good reasons to continue. The siblings had abandoned all conversation hours ago, saving every last bit of their energy to put one foot in front of the other, but now they knew they had to stop, if only for a moment, and talk about what to do next. The children were standing in front of the Last Chance General Store, the only building they had encountered since they began their long and frantic nighttime walk. The outside of the store was covered with faded posters advertising what was sold, and by the eerie light of the half-moon, the Baudelaires could see that fresh limes, plastic knives, canned meat, white envelopes, mango-flavoured candy, red wine, leather wallets, fashion magazines, goldfish bowls, sleeping bags, roasted figs, cardboard boxes, controversial vitamins, and many other things were available inside the store. Nowhere on the building, however, was there a poster advertising help, which is really what the Baudelaires needed.
"I think we should go inside," said Violet, taking a ribbon out of her pocket to tie up her hair.
Violet, the eldest Baudelaire, was probably the finest 14-year-old inventor in the world, and she always tied her hair up in a ribbon when she had to solve a problem. And right now she was trying to invent a solution for the biggest problem she and her siblings had ever faced.
"Perhaps there's somebody in there who can help us in some way."
"But perhaps there's someone in there who has seen our pictures in the newspaper," said Klaus, the middle Baudelaire, who had recently spent his 13th birthday in a filthy jail cell.
Klaus had a real knack for remembering nearly every word of nearly all of the thousands of books he had read, and he frowned as he remembered something untrue he had recently read about himself in the newspaper.
"If they read the Daily Punctilio," he continued, "perhaps they believe all those terrible things about us. Then they won't help us at all."
"Agree,"
Sunny said. Sunny was a baby, and as with most babies, different parts of her were growing at different rates. She had only four teeth, for example, but each of them was as sharp as that of an adult lion. And although she had recently learned to walk, Sunny was still getting the hang of speaking in a way that all adults could understand. Her siblings, however, knew at once that she meant, "Well, we can't keep on walking forever," and the two older Baudelaires nodded in agreement.
"Sunny's right," Violet said. "It's called the Last Chance General Store. That sounds like it's the only building for miles and miles. It might be our only opportunity to get some help."
"And look," Klaus said, pointing to a poster taped in a high corner of the building.
"We can send a telegram inside. Maybe we can get some help that way."
"Who would we send a telegram to?"
Violet asked. And once again the Baudelaires had to stop and think.